Would you ever take the juice from the head cheese, or you know, from you know what you use is souse, you know, and or liver sausage, and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it, and then later it gets cold, and then slice it and fry it.
I never took it with, but I bet it'd be good.
Did you ever hear of it being called a cripple, pone hoss, or scrapple?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay. Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste when you describe that condition if the butter, you know, kept too long?
It'd be sour, wouldn't it?
What about that thick sour milk that you keep on hand? What is that called?
Buttermilk. Yeah, that's some people sure enough to drink good sour buttermilk. Yeah.
You ever hear of any other names for it being called?
No.
Okay. What would you?
Sometimes they call it clubber milk now. Let it clubber. Cool it down. It won't be too sour when it clubbers. Clubbers get sort of thick, you know.
That sounds interesting. What do you usually make from this sometimes? You know, you have that sour milk. Do you ever make anything from that too? What about pot cheese, Dutch cheese, smear case, clabber cheese, sour milk cheese, curd, homemade cheese, curds?
People use it to put in fried stuff with. Use buttermilk.
What do you do with the milk when the first thing after milking? What do you used to do with it?
After milking, you strain it. You strain it through a strainer cloth, and then you put it in the refrigerator. Let it get cold before you drink.
That's interesting. What about something like a fruit pie, except it was has several layers of fruit and pastry in it? What'd you call that?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's my wife used to cook it though. It's good.
Was that called, what about something baked in a deep dish made of apples with crust on top or peaches or something like that?
Yeah.
That what it's like?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of it being called a dowdy, pan dowdy, apple slump, deep dish apple pie, deep apple pie, apple dowdy, pot pie, bird's nest family pie, apple grunt, or apple Jonathan?
Apple pies, yeah. Call that.
Okay. Or a cobbler or anything else. Somebody has a special appetite, you'd say. He sure likes to put away his
bitters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what would you call the milk or cream mixed with sugar or nutmeg that you might pour over a pie?
That's true. I don't know, but that's I imagine that makes the pie better.
Yeah, well, it should.
Yeah.
I'm gonna...